Welcome, dumbheads, to MDC, Mega Dumbcast. In this podcast, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Ninjas and Super Spies to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is the revised Ninjas and Super Spies 7th printing from May 2000. Today we're discussing page 155 of Ninjas and Super Spies, and we're moving on from explosives to special spy weapons. These are various gimmicked specialty weapons that your James Bonds or your Maxwell Smarts would use. They include a selection of guns that are just very small and low capacity but concealable. Some tube guns you can build into various things like a briefcase or put them under your sleeve. Some tranquilizer guns and the vehicle stopper, which we've mentioned before. This is that little mini cannon that does 2d6 mega damage. That's 2 to 600 damage with a single rocket-like explosive round. So we got your weapons to incapacitate. We got your little concealable firearms. We got your specialty weapons for big jobs where you got to blow up vehicles or whatever. But what about tricks? What about tricky spy tricks? Well, Palladium has just about one idea for the firearm enthusiast who wants to win through deception. And that idea is presented repeatedly throughout its books. You're going to find this gimmick in the hardware section of Heroes Unlimited, for example. And that idea is the backfire automatic pistol. Quote, "This is a special modification that can be added to any automatic pistol. All it does is change the weapon so the bullet comes out of the back of the gun. This means, if held the way a gun is usually held, the guy doing the shooting is going to get hit by his own gun." It goes on to say that, yeah, if you hold it the way you hold a normal gun, you shoot, you roll a normal strike roll with no penalty, and you're probably going to hit yourself. No chance to dodge. So, quite simple. You modify a gun to shoot backward. This costs $1,600. Presumably, it takes quite a while to put together. You know, this is on a purchase list, so this isn't like a thing you just on the spot do to a weapon. You got to build a weapon to these specifications. So my question is, how the fuck are you supposed to engineer a situation where this is useful? It would be one thing if you had some kind of, you know, elaborate plot, and as one step of it, there was this thing with a pistol that fires backwards. So if you doubted someone's loyalty, then you could put them in a situation where they're going to be armed. You give them this gun. You do something that's going to push their buttons to see if they're going to turn on you and then maybe shoot themselves. Seems like more of an NPC thing to do, but I don't know. If you're playing Palladium games, who knows what you're capable of? Maybe your player character engages in this sort of plan. But to have it available on the equipment list practically begs the player to buy one of these and then try to engineer situations ad hoc where you can get someone to shoot themselves out of the back of this gun. How do you do it? Maybe you could take their gun and replace it with your backward shooting gun. But that doesn't work unless you have exactly the same gun they have. And if you can take and replace their weapon without them noticing, you know, you're in. There's no need to turn this into a daring last-minute ploy, right? Like, you got them. You don't need to do a fake-out standoff. It's easier if they're unarmed and on the move. Maybe they would reach for a gun to try to shoot you, and if this gun is the one that's there, then maybe they would go for it. But they're not going to trust you if you hand them a gun to shoot you. You got to play it cool. You got to play it like somebody who just read a book and they really want to talk about it, but they don't want to push it on people. So they just have to kind of leave it around or like drop it, let people see it. Why, thank you. Yes, that is my copy of The Alchemist that I dropped. Oh, don't worry about the bookmark. I've read it before. I'm just rereading it. I'm glad you picked it up. It's an interesting book. Super interesting. Oh, you heard it was good? Yeah, it is good. Do you want to? No? Oh, no, that's fine. That's okay. Like, to create a situation where you're getting your enemy to pick up an unfamiliar gun that just came from nowhere and try to shoot you with it, you're going to have to put on an Oscar-winning performance of, whoops, I accidentally dropped this. Probably the better way to do it is trick them into disarming you. I think that's probably what's envisioned here, is that you're carrying the weapon and then they take it from you and then they try to kill you and then they shoot themselves and you escape or beat them up or whatever. But if you're going to be playing that game, you damn well better only be carrying backward firing weapons. And if they've got a weapon, they're going to shoot you with that. So now you're trying to engineer a situation where you've got a weapon, they don't, you let them capture you. You would have maybe been better off bringing a normal gun and shooting them with it. Now, the only way to really get this to work is if you give them their gun in the first place. Like, they go to spy work in the morning with a gun you provided, predicting that they'll turn on you so that they'll shoot themselves instead. But, you know, that's a bad gamble too. Because honestly, I mean, think of having a big day at work. You're going to give the big presentation. You're going to get some FaceTime with, you know, the big boss and maybe make a good impression. Or in this case, you're going to treacherously kill your boss and try to take over his operation or whatever. I feel like that's a day that you check your equipment, right? You go in 5 minutes early to make sure the projector is working. You think, given that I'm going to kill my mentor with this weapon today, maybe I better clean it, you know, just to make sure. It's always the little things that go wrong when you're trying to kill your boss. You gotta, you know, cross your T's and dot your I's. And paying any attention to your weapon at all is going to reveal like, this hole is not where I thought it would be. It seems to be on the back of the weapon. This problem also applies to any plan where you are going to have this person have this weapon for any extended period of time. It's a pretty obvious modification, right? It only works if they just got it from you. You gotta make a quick con, pass them that weapon unexpectedly, and then put them in a situation where they're going to shoot you. I guess the best way to use this, like, if I don't get to pick out my equipment, if I told the GM, you know what, give me whatever you want, I'll make it work, I'm an experienced role player, and the GM's like, all right, shithead, you have nothing but a backward-firing pistol, and I got to figure out how to kill somebody. I guess what I'm trying to set up is like a duel, right? Like a pistol duel. Now, obviously, it can't just be their pistol that's backward-firing because they might pick the wrong one. But if they're both backward-firing, then I challenge them to a duel. We choose our weapons. We walk our 3 paces or whatever. Then we turn and we fire. Only I don't fire because I know that these are backward-firing weapons. And then the other guy shoots himself in the arm, you know, serves him right for trusting a person like me. And then I, you know, beat him to death with my stupid bizarro gun. I don't know. This is an example of actually a good use of this equipment list, albeit a dumb one. The backward firing pistol is the dumbest thing on this page because it's almost useless. It seems clever, but outside of a James Bond movie where, you know, Bond is magically assigned items that will be useful in the totally unpredictable situations he will soon face, you're not going to be able to buy one of these if it's useful in the moment. And if you buy it ahead of time, it's not going to come up. But it will encourage creative play, because if you get your hands on one of these, you're going to be out there trying to create convoluted situations where you can trick someone into shooting themselves. And that's the sort of thing that actually is really fun for like making your own fun in a role-playing game. It's like finding a potion of ventriloquism in Dungeons and Dragons. Like, I would never take ventriloquism because it's a shitty spell you can barely ever find it used for. But if I have a potion of ventriloquism, I'm not only now making my own fun, I'm like awarding my own chivos. Like, in the course of this campaign, I will find a way to trick someone to falling to their death with the ventriloquism potion that I've had bestowed upon me. And you can damn sure bet that if I capture a backward firing gun in the field and don't accidentally kill myself, I'm going to find a way to kill someone else with that backward firing pistol. That's a dumb thing to do and a dumb motive to have. But this is a dumb game that facilitates dumb play, so at least all the pieces kind of fit together. Join me next time as the weapons section finally ends on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the podcast wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Ninjas and Super Spies, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Ciambietta. This slightly annoying theme song is Cartoon Battle by Kevin MacLeod, whose work you can find at incompetech.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.